I'm here with Alexander Mercurs, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, Bernie Sanders has won Nevada. MSNBC's Chris Matthews had this to say. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general calls up Churchill and says, "It's over." And Churchill says, "How can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over?" It's over. So that's Chris Matthews comparing Sanders' Nevada win to France's fall to Nazi Germany in World War II. And needless to say, Alexander, the Bernie bros went crazy on Twitter. Let me play you the video so our viewers can see Chris Matthews making an absolute fool of himself.
What is going on here, and is this any way to pick a nominee?
Well, I don't think so, but it is the way we're picking this one, and it looks like Bernie Sanders is hard to beat right now. I'm with Carville all the way in terms of the dangers of what lurks, what lies ahead in November. I'm very much aware of them. They're sitting on so much Oppo research on Bernie, what he said in the past about world affairs, how far left he is. I'm not sure how far left he is, but they're going to make the most of that in terms of world politics. They're going to kill him. But I think it's a little late to stop him, and I think that's the problem. By the way, if you look at the pattern, it's dynamic. Bernie won the popular vote in Iowa. He won it again in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to win it here when they finally get a vote. Bernie's been winning consistently, and I think it's mathematically understandable. Every time we poll, every time Steve and everybody polls, two-thirds of the Democratic vote, two-thirds of people who call themselves Democrats are either liberal or very liberal. All Bernie ever had to do, and he's done it beautifully, is get a majority of that, and he's up to the mid-30s. If you get half of 67, you're into the mid-30s, and that's where he's gotten it a little better. Biden, his only prayer was to consolidate the third of the vote that's moderate and conservative. And he got nowhere near clearing that field, nowhere near. That's split up four ways now. And so with new people coming in, Deval Patrick came in, he didn't make it. Bloomberg is in, he's probably going to survive a bit longer because of his money. But that field wasn't cleared. The only way Biden could win in that one third of the vote that's either moderate or conservative is to sweep it. He got nowhere near. Bernie, on the other hand, did his job. He got more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, "It's over." And Churchill said, "How can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over?" He said, "It's over." So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart, and I think he's damn right on this one. Joy.
And Alexander, this is what Bernie had to say when they won in Nevada. By the way, I've got the news for the Republican establishment. I've got news for the Democratic establishment. They can't stop us. That's Bernie's tweet. And here's Trump's tweet. Looks like crazy Bernie is doing well in the great state of Nevada. Biden and the rest look weak. And no way Mini Mike can restart his campaign after the worst debate performance in the history of presidential debates. Congratulations, Bernie. And don't let them take it away from you. So, Alexander, Trump's comment, Bernie's comment, but of course, Chris Matthews and his World War II comment. Go ahead.
I have a feeling, by the way, I know which book he's been reading. It's a book by Alistair Horn, which, by the way, is not very reliable, but it's a quote there about the fall of France, and it purports to report a conversation between Churchill and Paul Reynaud, who was the Prime Minister of France at the time. He was a notable person who had resisted appeasement in the 1930s, but he allegedly said to Churchill over this conversation, "We have lost the battle." That was what he actually probably said, not that it's over. But anyway, I mean, let's put that historical detail to one side. The idea of Bernie's panzer divisions, you know, sweeping across Nevada as they march relentlessly to, you know, I think it's Milwaukee, where the Democratic National Convention is going to be. I mean, it's so fantastical. It's so crazy. It just goes to show how completely bonkers these people frankly are. And I mean, you know, the Bernie bros are all angry. I mean, if I saw a thing like this, which is so crass and stupid, I'd be laughing. I wouldn't be angry. I mean, it's so absurd. It's so completely absurd. I mean, admittedly, comparing Bernie Sanders, who's, of course, Jewish, to the Nazis, to, you know, a Nazi victory. I mean, it's insensitive to the point of lunacy. But I mean, it is so insensitive and it's so lunatic that, I mean, it reminds me, you know, that extraordinary film, you know, Springtime Hitler or whatever it is. It's just so bad. It's almost comic at the end of the day. I mean, I think it is comic. I mean, I'm sorry, but I do. I mean, it's just ludicrous. But it does show how mainstream commentators in the United States, the people who we, you know, on MSNBC, on CNN, wherever, they are absolutely focused on being loyal to the Democratic Party's establishment, the DNC. They don't like a challenge to the DNC from the left, and they certainly don't like it from the right. Now, I have to also say something else about this. Compare the generosity of Donald Trump's tweet with the way in which Bernie Sanders speaks, which he says, you know, that is both the left and the right should be trembling. At this moment in time, the people who need to be who Bernie Sanders needs to be focused on is the DNC. They are his real enemy. He can deal with Donald Trump later. But what Donald Trump is saying to him is, it's the DNC you need to keep an eye on. And he's absolutely right. He's showing a degree of understanding of the politics of this, which Bernie is not. And that does make me, you know, concerned about Bernie, actually. Bernie is not, I think, always his own best counselor, as putting it mildly.
Very good point. I was going to say the same thing. Trump gives Bernie a warning. Don't let them steal this from you. He gives him a very clear warning there. No one has told Bernie the truth about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Trump is telling him the truth. They are going to steal this from you. Be careful. Will Bernie heed Trump's warning? I seriously doubt it.
Absolutely.
Seriously doubt it.
Can I just make a point? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not Donald Trump who's engaging in this incendiary language, you know, who's comparing Bernie to, you know, Nazi tank divisions. It's people on the mainstream left. It's people on MSNBC who are talking in this way. They're making those kind of comparisons. They are Bernie's real enemy. It's them he should be watching and be mad about. At this moment in time, if he gets through the primaries, if he gets the conventions, if he becomes the Democratic Party's nominee, then he can start worrying about Donald Trump. He doesn't seem to be understanding this, and that tells me he's not going to get the nomination, even though he won. He's just won in Nevada. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if he's not fighting these people now, if he's not fighting the DNC now, they will come after him later. Of that, I have no doubt.
Yeah, I wonder where all this outrage was. Now that you have the progressive left there, they have all this outrage that they're comparing, you know, Bernie's Nirvana WID to World War II and the Nazis and what they did to France. And there's all this outrage. But where was the outrage when they were doing the same thing to Trump?
Oh, absolutely. I still do.
And Trump's family, Ivanka and Jared Kushner, like you said, Bernie Sanders is Jewish. Trump has family members who are Jewish. They compare Trump to be a dictator and an autocrat and totalitarian and a fascist, which is complete nonsense and stupidity. And I've heard many progressive commenters say that as well. Many. Perhaps maybe 99.99% of them say that, which couldn't be further from the truth. Where are they now that they're going after Bernie with the same line of attack? And finally, Alexander, to wrap up the video, where are they when they do the same thing to Russia, which shows their lack of history? They say, oh, Putin is a Nazi sympathizer. And Russia, they're all, you know, Nazi sympathizers. And, you know, they're autocrats and they're thugs and they're fascists and all this stuff. It shows their lack of history there as well, but they don't speak out in outrage about that either.
No. Well, what they do is they misrepresent history. I mean, this whole business about we shouldn't talk about Donald Trump being any kind of fascist. When you said this, most of them do. It's the mainstream. It's the orthodoxy. They're always talking about how Donald Trump is this supposed threat to democracy.
The progressives do it too. The Bernie progressives all do it.
Absolutely. And Bernie himself has spoken in this kind of, you know, deranged fashion. And on the contrary, it is these enemies in the Democratic Party and in the intelligence community, I've said this so many times, who are the real threat to democracy in the United States. Where were all these people? They were nowhere. They were joining in the attacks on Donald Trump. And I'm glad you referenced the fact that Donald Trump himself has Jewish members of his family. I mean, his son-in-law is Jewish. I think his daughter is converted to Judaism. So, and he has done nothing. Donald Trump has done nothing that has violated his oath to the Constitution of the United States or has seriously threatened democracy in the United States. I mean, they try to argue that he had in Ukraine game. And the best they could come up with was a telephone call with the president of Ukraine. I mean, it's just stupid to use that kind of language against Donald Trump. Now, that same language is being turned against Bernie Sanders, and I predict it will be escalated. And you're absolutely right, by the way. They say the same thing about Russia, the fact that it was the Russians who actually, you know, sacrificed the most in defeating the Nazis is completely whitewashed out of, you know, contemporary discussion. Putin is regularly referred to as a fascist, and his regime is called fascist, and he's called an autocrat. I mean, Bernie has called him an autocratic thug, which is so hopelessly inappropriate and wrong. And I should say I was recently in Berlin. I'm a historically minded man. I studied history. It was my first degree was a history degree. And I'm very familiar with the Battle of Berlin. And I was touring all the various places where it happened. Who was it who ended, you know, who brought the end to the war, who, you know, surrounded Hitler in his bunker, causing him to kill himself? It was the Russians. It was the Russians who liberated Auschwitz. It was the Russians who brought the Holocaust to an end. And all of this is being completely erased. And we have all these insane analogies and comparisons used about Trump, and they're now being used about Bernie as well. But Trump has consistently opposed them. Bernie, I'm sorry to say this, very sorry to say this, has run with them. He's run with them, and so have his Bernie bros. So many of his followers have done also.
Yeah, that's why they're going to go after him with more stuff like this.
Absolutely, of course they are. And
they should have defended what they were saying about Russia, what they were saying about Trump. Yeah, you cannot like Trump. You may be against his policies, policies. But don't sit there and take that stuff where they call him a fascist. Don't go along with that, because the minute that your candidate's going to rise and that your candidate has a shot, he's a divisive candidate, they'll turn against him.
He's legitimized. And he was perhaps in the strongest position as a person on the left, as a socialist, as a civil rights fighter, and as a Jewish person. He was perhaps the best person to smoke this all out, to say, let's stop talking and using this terrible language. Let's carry out, argue out our issues in a proper, civilized, democratic way. And I totally disagree with Donald Trump's policies, but I'm certainly not going to go around and start calling him a fascist when he clearly isn't one, and when he's president because he won a democratic election and is has given an oath to uphold the Constitution. I may disagree with him completely, but I'm not going to use that sort of language. And if Bernie, back in 2016 and 17, had stood up and talked in that way, he would have established a clear red line, and maybe we wouldn't be seeing this language used so much in the way that it is being used now. And whom is it being used against now? It is being used against him. He's brought it on himself.
Very well put, Alexander. Very well put. If he had stood up back in 2016, you wouldn't have had comments like this coming out of Chris Matthews.
No.
Plain and simple.
Very simple. Exactly. Exactly.
Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of the Durant, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Smash that like button. Donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation helps out this channel a whole lot because we are getting demonetized left and right, up and down, and we really need your help, and your donations are super important to us. Also, look for us on Telegram as well. Subscribe to our Telegram channel where we post everything going on in and around the Durant community, and go to the Durant shop where your purchases of Durant merchandise also helps us out a lot.
And
you can get... Go ahead.
No, and indeed they do. I mean, they are, if I may say, something of a lifeline to us, along with other various things you can do, like, as you say, go to BitChute and all those things. But we don't just rely on you to help us. We want to show respect to you by making sure that all the products in our shop are of the highest quality. So you have our amazing magic mugs, of which you see one there, with the crest of the Russian Federation. We're talking about Putin and the Russian role in World War II in defeating Hitler and Nazism and ending the extermination of not just the Jewish people, though the Jewish people were specifically targeted, but so many others also. And you can see what a beautiful mug it is and how easily it balances in my hands, even though it is full of tea at this moment, which I quickly put in it just before we started this program. So we have these amazing magic mugs. You have these enormously stylish, elegant polo shirts of the sort that I'm wearing at the moment, 100% cotton, incredibly comfortable, incredibly elegant. You can wear them in the most stylish places. You will cut a dash if you do. They're 100% cotton. You will not find anywhere better polo shirts than these. And can I say, they come in all sorts of colors. This one is blue, but you can find them black and gray and all the colors that you like. So you can also find other amazing shirts, short-sleeved, long-sleeved T-shirts, V-neck shirts, all 100% cotton. You can also find hoodies, hats, stickers. You can find our incredibly informative ebooks in which we discuss topics like the Epstein scandal and Russiagate and Ukrainegate and Brexit. And you will support us by doing so and help us continue to provide you with the commentary that we do. So don't hold back. Come to our shop. Support the Durant. Be the proud owner of these great things. Alex will tell you how.
Go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.